See, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get...
Yeah. You are. called you that night.
Both get at all.
Yeah.
The last firecracker put a dent in the sky, and I waited in the silence for her reply. Oh, the smoke disappeared as the minutes went by. My heart beat faster as the moon intensified. Oh, ran to the glass, she was ready to go, and she climbed out of her window and down the road. To write this chapter together, anchors and feathers.
Sounds. This is episode number 28. I'm happy to have you here with us today. Start off the time capsule per usual. Heard a band called Fiasco, a song called Blase. That song was, or that band was from Charleston, South Carolina. Rest in peace to Scott Franks. He's the singer and the leader of that band, a very creative guy. We'll be hearing more from that band later in the future, but rest easy, Scott. You're good. After that, y'all, we heard Walking, based on the whole side. Saw a long song, really, called Under the Weather, or The Split from Cinnable. We heard the Cinnable side before. Here's the Sam I Am, who's actually from Berkeley. Usually save the local stuff for the local stuff, but anyways. A song called Full On off of the record from 1997. For Sam I Am, that was. Here's some more Face to Face from Victorville, California. A song called You've Done Nothing. Heard the Lawrence Arms, 16 Hours, the song was called. Bands from Chicago, Illinois. Members of Slapstick. And some other bands we've heard, the Broadways, of course. Featuring Brandon Kelly. But anyway, he's actually not. No, yes, he is in Lawrence Arms. Don't listen to me. I am now babbling. Moving on. Little Jeans, the song called Eskimo Kiss we heard. And then we just heard The Extraordinaires, the song called Anchors and Feathers. And I was just talking to Mr. Fiat Chase with Happy Horse Shit. He's coming on later about that band. That band is from Philadelphia. I saw them play a house show next door to where I was living, like 2004, maybe. They're like punk kids, but kind of singer-songwriter stuff. Kind of, it was neat because it was different than what I was expecting, or what we were expecting to see back in those days. Really good. Had their tape many years ago, lost it, forgot what they were called, and kind of refound them on the internet a few years ago, and I was happy to do that. We heard one of your songs before, we took them again. But yeah, that was The Extraordinaires. Don't go anywhere, we got some more Time Capsule coming up next. Some real heavy shit was up next. A lot of heavy stuff. Don't move. Stay still. Stay tuned.
Women that are raped, we have to empower them to stand up and fight.
No means no.
Rape is rape. Where it means, if the girl doesn't want to have sex, the bottom line is it's rape.
We have to recognize what role power plays, and we have to learn to communicate.
Tuning in. This is Disaster Sounds right here on Radio Valencia in the heart of the Mission District. We're here every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. I'm so happy and glad to have you here with us. We were wrapped up earlier with the time capsule. Like I said, we're getting into the heavy stuff. So we're some in Albatross. We've heard them before, of course. The band's from Philly. The song was called The Revolutionary Politics of Dance. We heard some The Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower. It's from San Diego, California. The song was called Exile on Vane Street. See what they did there. Heard the Post Office Gals. It's from Edison, New Jersey. The song was called I Want to See You Naked on the Internet. Heard two songs from a band called XBXRX. First song was called Paradosis. The second song was called Deaf Ears, Silent Voice. And they're from Mobile, Alabama. Heard some Brainiac. The band's, that was from like the early 90s. The song was called Vincent Come On Down from Dayton, Ohio. We moved on to the Bay Area Noise, the local stuff. We heard a local band, of course, from Oakland called Trough with a song called Vicious Tumors. That's from a record they put out in 2023. I got that record courtesy of Fiat Chase from Happy Horseshit. He gave it to me a couple weeks ago. It's pretty cool. I like that kind of stuff. Noisy, kind of avant-garde, you know. Hardcore, I would still call it. Yeah, I like that shit. We heard The Avengers, some old 70s punk, a song called Crazy Homicide, the band's from San Francisco. We heard The Crucifix, that band's actually from Lansing, Michigan. Not a Bay Area band, but kind of tied to Alternative Tentacles with Jelly Biafra and such, all that, so I kind of slid them in there. We've heard them before on the show. The song's called Go Bankrupt, Bankrupt and Die, Go Bankrupt and Die. Heard the Coach Whips, a couple songs from them. A song called I Drank What? And a song called Extinguish Me. Heard Brent's TV with a song called Elite Manila. They're from Arcata, California. Some old Lookout Records stuff. Heard some Spitboy. A song called Ultimate Violations. That's from San Francisco Bay Area. Heard the Winona Riders with a song called Break. East Bay Band. We heard Jawbreaker. The Seafoam Green. The song was called. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Got some more Bay Area Noise coming up next. First, we got Google's Only, also known as Spooky Tunes. Stay tuned.
out and ask her please with the plans.